Welcome to the podcast series of Family Insights, powered by the Orthodox Christian Network and Family Life Ministry. We welcome Paula Marchman, Managing Director for the Metropolis of Atlanta Family Life Ministry, and Eleni Alexiou, Managing Director for the Orthodox Christian Network.
Had a lot of family time, obviously, more over the summer, whether we're traveling or doing things together, which, of course, with two girls, it means we're asking each other to forgive and move on as well a little bit more. I was wondering if we could talk about that today.
Yes, kind of stepping on each other's toes a little bit because we're spending a lot of time together.
Right.
That's part of the process, right?
It is part of the process. It has this conversation of like, you know, when, after you forgive, then what do you do? What did God teach us to do? Having that conversation. I think I'm having some budding lawyers, though, as part of my... My thing, but
you what? You're building little lawyers?
Yeah, you know, like, well, if I'll tell you the situation. Like, I'm not interested in the situation. I'm interested in you figuring it out, saying you're sorry, please forgive me, and being able to find a way to close it up and move on.
Yeah. So forgiveness and reconciliation are kind of two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, let's forgive each other. We're family, we're, you know, together. And they want to discuss, well, what does that mean after we forgive? What does reconciliation look like? How do we get back together?
Right.
Who's right, who's wrong?
Yep, and what's in an apology? Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about the difference. Forgiveness. What's forgiveness?
It's different for everybody. Obviously, you know, I think it depends on if you're trying to forgive yourself or for someone else.
Ah, that's a huge thing.
What is, you know, what is it? Is forgiveness? Obviously, it has to do with you and somebody or somebody else or yourself. No one's ever going to be mistake-free. We know that. Only Jesus.
Yes. So part of it is... I mean, there are, you hear a lot of directions about forgiveness. Forgiveness of other people, where you say, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have come into the room. So they're saying, is that really forgiveness when it follows, when but follows? I'm sorry, but this shouldn't have happened. So little, you know, keep I'm sorry short and sweet and sincere. Right? And someone may not be ready to receive the apology. When the two girls are fighting and someone says, oh, I'm so sorry I hurt you, I didn't mean to, does the other one always receive it and go, oh, yeah, that did hurt me, but it's okay, I accept your apology?
You know, something that Father Stavros, who writes the daily prayer team devotion for OCN, he mentioned the Bible verse, Luke 15, verse 7, and it just kind of stuck for me for this topic. Do you know which one I'm talking about, or do you want me to read it to you?
Read it to me.
So it says, there is more joy in heaven of one sinner who repents than over 99 who righteous persons who need no repentance.
So repentance, reconciliation. So asking forgiveness of someone is the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the first step really acknowledging, you know what, I'm human. I take responsibility and ownership for what I did. Maybe
right.
That's the first step, is the inside our head of acknowledging and recognizing that, you know what, we're not perfect and we hurt that person. So taking ownership, that what part did I have in that, whether you meant to or not? Is that what the scripture is saying? To go humbly? It takes a lot of humility to look inside and go, you know, I really meant this, or they hurt me this way, and then to take responsibility and say, no, I hurt them, and I've got to own that.
Well, I think it's hard to say, you know, I was wrong. It just kind of leaves you open there, and then you've got to be able to take what that person says back. But at the same time, what we haven't talked about, if we go back a little bit, is trust and how that plays into forgiveness and reconciliation.
Okay. So what you just said, let's take this, because forgiveness can be a sticky subject if we tie it in all together with reconciliation. They're really two separate things. The first thing, forgiveness is being humble enough with the scripture saying to say, I'm not perfect, I messed up, and yeah, I can only see it from my perspective, but I'm really going to stretch myself and see what the other person is saying, be able to receive that. And then the second step is to be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I'm sorry. Not I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have done that. Or I'm sorry you feel that way. That's not an apology. That's not sorry at all. But truly short and sincere, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. And vulnerable because the other person may not receive that.
They may not see it, right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not ready to receive that. And then the third part is reconciliation. Somebody could hurt you and say, you know, I'm sorry, can we just trust and be friends or, you know, go back to where we were? And that's a whole different ballgame. Yes, I can forgive you, but I'm not ready to restore where we were. You need to get some help with that, or, you know, you need to talk to someone. And I'm talking about not kids stuff. I'm talking about marriage things. I'm talking about more serious things. But we lead the way. Our children watch us for the little things, but also the big things. So when we talk about forgiveness, we can't just stay at a childish level. I think it's different. The separation is different of how to own it and then how to be humble enough to ask for forgiveness in the right way, not by making excuses or putting it on the other person, but also to, you know, be vulnerable enough to put it out there and to know that just because you're saying I'm sorry doesn't mean the trust and going back to where you were is going to happen. Allowing the other person to say, yes, I forgive you, but I'm not ready to restore or reconcile. And that's where, but I'm willing to work on it, if you're willing to work on it. Does that make sense, Eleni?
It does. I mean, the only other thing I'd add to that is prayer. And how that fits into the whole forgiveness equation that you just spoke of. There's many moments that every adult or child has the ability to take a step back from what they're saying and doing and take a moment to just have a short prayer, whether it's out loud or in your head or written down, whichever way you pray. Just adding that, I think, just changes spiritually how you forgive.
Absolutely. Because the words to ask for forgiveness and to forgive someone else, those are very healing words, you know. But you're right. If I've been hurt, then I can easily start getting angry and resentful, like, I can't believe they don't know me, or I can't believe they misunderstood what I was saying, or where I take such ownership and it grows into negativity. And that's happened to me. In fact, you're adding an article that I wrote about an incident last year called Thoughts and Tears, and how I struggled with that. And I had to go to my spiritual father and just cry and say, you know, this vicious cycle, these thoughts in my head, the negative, you know, round and round, because I'm a global thinker and I try to think from every angle. It was exhausting. I couldn't sleep. I hadn't slept for two nights when this incident happened that you have the article on. And I had to go to my spiritual father and just say, I need help. You know, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my own head over and over again. And even praying for me during that time was difficult. I just couldn't get out of the negativity in my own head around all of that, trying to make sense of it. So going to the Lord, going to prayer, but also sometimes we need, you know, most times in these situations, we need the spiritual father, our spiritual father, who knows our hearts, who knows what our tears are about. Just like our children need us to know their hearts and what their tears, and to help them navigate forgiveness, reconciliation, restoring, and what that means.
And if you're listening today, I would just say write that down. I'll also make sure that we try to include the posts, that blog that Father Stavros did, where he just encourages you to write it through, to write it out, and what maybe there's things that you're still holding on to. I still meet people and talk to people every day. They hold on to things from like 20, 30 years ago. It's not going to change. So there's still things you can work on. Everybody can work on something. Nobody's perfect.
We're not called to carry grudges.
Right.
We're, you know, the Lord says to pray for our enemies, not for their sake, but for our sake. Because as long as we bear those grudges, as long as we dwell on how they offended us, we won't have any peace. That's why I'm sorry is such a healing word for us, too. So we're not called. The Lord doesn't want us to carry all this resentment and negativity, because it does. It's toxic. It's poison for our spirit and our thoughts. And so we have to realize, like you said, 20-year-old grudges, that's like carrying something awful with you every day of your life, because I bet you think about it every day.
Yeah. I think based on everything we're saying, there's a really good scripture to close with.
Okay. Read it for us.
It's Colossians 3, verses 12 to 13. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Amen. Absolutely. You know, even in counseling this week, I tell people, be kind. Not only does it help the other you're kind to, but it helps you. It floods your spirit with gentleness and patience and compassion and the Lord. You belong to Him.
Thanks, Paula. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening and joining us. We'll be back every other week to fit into your busy time schedule. You can find us at myocn.net and at Family Life via the links below. This program is brought to you by the Callous Foundation, Family Life Ministry, and the Orthodox Christian Network.